It's session time, and this part of the show is dedicated to our introducing guest tonight. He's Harrogate's hottest songwriting talent. And I say that because he owes me chocolate or muffins, but actually, the man's delivered. I have them here. This is Adam Astbury. Take it away.
Okay, this is a track from my upcoming EP, and it's called My Heart Is a Fire.
Your face is an island, mapped it out with my own eyes, and your eyes on ocean, try my best but I can't swim. My heart is a fire, beyond my own skin. It beats like thunder, trying to break out of my chest. I wanna say this, how it plays out in my head. Oh, oh, but sway. Oh. From your hair to your fingers, as your hands make their way down from your face, the time it slows down, realize I lost my place. I wanna say this, how it plays out in my head. Oh, oh, but I'll hold on to words that I wish I could have said. Whoa, oh, I'm not trying to be awkward, but know that I want you more than these words can say.
Adam, welcome to BBC Introducing in York and North Yorkshire. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Good evening. It's good to be here.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to have you. I'm so glad. I've been, like, sort of trying to stalk you and get you in for a very long time. So thank you so much for turning up. Now, that was My Heart Is a Fire, and you mentioned that is from an upcoming EP. How are you getting on with that?
Yeah, it's, well, I'm going into the studio for the first time tomorrow night to get started on it, and the song I just played is the first one we're going to record. And then hoping to have the whole EP out just before Christmas.
Okay, and where do you actually do your recording?
It's called Active Audio Studios in Harrogate.
Okay, and have they shown you quite a bit of support?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the guy I've been working with, Dan Meisen, has played all the drums and bass for me so far and on the tracks, and he's introduced me to a few people, which has been quite helpful.
Okay, so how many tracks are you hoping to get on this EP then?
We're looking at 3 to 4. Okay. Tracks.
Have you thought of any names yet?
For the EP?
Yeah.
I did think this could all end tonight at first, but it seemed a bit a bit depressing for Christmas time. So we're going to go for something a bit more jolly.
Okay, and how long do you think it'll take? Because you said the whole of the first track that you just played there will be down tomorrow, so...
Yeah, we're hoping to get it done. We normally do it in like an 8-hour block, just... run through the whole night and get it done, hopefully.
Okay, do you have quite a formulaic way of, like, putting your tracks together?
Yeah, I normally take them into studio as, like, on a guide track of just me and the acoustic on, maybe record it on my iPhone or something, and then I'll take it into studio and we just put the drums in it and then it goes from there, just build it up.
Okay, now, you've been a busy lad because your album's only just come out, crikey.
Yeah, I'm being quite greedy, an album first, but I was so excited about being in the studio, and I'd had quite a lot of tracks built up, and I just, there's a few I wrote recently that I just wanted to get out there as quickly as possible, so, and whilst I'm gigging as well, I thought it was a good time to increase the exposure, get an extra few songs out there.
Okay, so talk us through the album as well, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, I've been writing the album this whole year, really, so it's been a really good experience, and it's the first time I've been into a proper recording studio as well. I used to just record on my computer at home and just like a little bedroom setup, so it's nice to break beyond that and instead of having little drum loops, get a real musician on it playing some proper drums.
So tell us what it's called so people can check it out.
Yeah, the album's called We All Fall Down, and you can stream the whole album for free at wealfalldown.co.uk.
Awesome. And how have you found it being in Harrogate? Because you're not a North Yorkshire lad, born and bred, are you, if I'm right in saying?
No, I'm from a little place called Shotton, just near Chester. And, I really like Harrogate. I think everyone's really friendly, is what I noticed. I mean, I was saying before, it's like about to burst into song when you're in the street sometimes.
Do you know, because some of the artists who I've spoken to from Harrogate sometimes find it frustrating because they're in that like sort of area between York and Leeds, and they sometimes feel the scene there can be a bit insular sometimes. What would you say to that?
No, it doesn't bother me. I quite like being able to kind of come and go as I please, and to, prefer the quiet area. Really,
and you mentioned you've been gigging recently, and that obviously includes the legendary, a favourite venue of mine, the Blues Bar. How have you been received locally?
It went pretty well last night, and it was the first time I'd played in the Blues Bar, and I really enjoyed it. It was brilliant. I got quite a good reception, and a lot of nice comments at the end. So I'm looking forward to play there again, hopefully.
Okay, have you got any further gigs coming up that we should know about?
Yeah, I'm playing in the Black Swan in York next Friday.
Okay.
And one in Stamford Bridge on the Saturday, but they're all available on my website as well. You can look at the gig list on there.
Brilliant. And in terms of like your sound, because I mean you played an acoustic track to start off with, and we'll be playing a track from your album to finish the session. They are two different sounds, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, there's more ones, obviously more produced, isn't it, from the studio?
Yeah. Well, they all kind of. The songs are originally intended to kind of to be played acoustic, because I always think if a song doesn't sound right when it's first been written that way, stripped down, and you can make it sound better by adding stuff on top of it, but I think you need to have like a strong foundation. So I normally I kind of really like going through that route of the acoustic sound, but it's just as good to be able to rock out on stage with a band as well, so I quite like to do both.
I was going
to
say, is there any particular sound that you prefer?
No, I haven't really got a preference. I like the sound of electric guitar and playing that sometimes, but you normally get to play more intimate venues acoustically and you can get closer to the audience, so it's really nice.
No, I mean, you've picked up where people can see more of your stuff, like, on the web, because you are a webman yourself, aren't you? And all your stuff is crafted, your website stuff is crafted by you!
Yeah, I run a website development company with my brother and his girlfriend, so it's handy to have that skill to be able to make my own website, because obviously it saves on the cash.
Absolutely. Yeah. And do you find that a lot more people are like sort of accessing music that way as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's really big on the internet, isn't it? Through everything to do with music, and it's been a good promotional tool for me. So I'm just going to keep going down that route and pushing it online, and hopefully get more people to listen.
So then, other than your website, where else can people check your stuff out?
I've also got a MySpace account, which I think a lot of musicians still have. It's mostly, I post a lot of demos on my Facebook account sometimes. I've got a Facebook page on there, and I normally kind of run demos past people and see what they think before I go to record them properly. So it's nice to get a bit of feedback.
Before you actually take the plunge. So do you want to introduce your final track for us tonight, Adam?
Yeah, this is from the album We All Fall Down, and it's called This Boat That Rocks.
I'm not sure if we'll reach the shore. No, this boat that rocks gonna hit the rocks, and I'm not sure if we'll reach the shore. No, this boat that rocks gonna hit the rocks, and I'm not sure if we'll reach the shore. No, this boat that rocks gonna hit the rocks, and I'm not sure if we'll reach the shore. No, this boat. Shore and this boat that rocks gonna hit the rocks, and I'm not sure.
BBC Radio York.